name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Louisa writes, I remember very well that most of the time when Jesus wanted to communicate the most painful sorrows to me, he made my soul leave my body, and taking it with him, he made me repair the many sins that men committed, whether of blasphemy or against charity, and of any other kind, and communicated part of that bitter poison that he already felt in its totality as an effect caused by so many sins. In my way of thinking, I can say, without a doubt of erring, due to the effect produced on me, that the sin of impurity is the one that most offends and embitters the heart of Jesus. And it is not necessary to believe that all this happened only when Jesus, in general, made me observe the evils that only those who are considered great and public sinners commit, but also, and in a particular way, when he led me to the churches in which my lovable Jesus is also offended. Oh, how the deeds, so holy in themselves, but executed with such carelessness, so badly moved his heart. Prayers empty of inner spirit, the feigned, apparently devout piety and hypocrisy. They seem to cause more insults than honor to my Jesus. Louisa Picaretta and the holy Padre Pio of Pietrelcina had known each other for a long time, without ever meeting, because Louisa was always in bed and Padre Pio was locked up in his convent of San Giovanni Rotondo. The question is, how did they know each other? And all the experts respond, because they visited each other in bilocation. In the writings of Louisa, there are many texts in which it is stated that Jesus took Louisa in bilocation to heaven, to purgatory, or to visit places or people to pray for them. Father Bucci says, my aunt told me, many times in the morning she found Louisa totally dressed and ready, with the altar already prepared for Mass, with the candles lit. She thought the angels served her, especially her guardian angel, to whom she had great devotion. Many times her room was completely perfumed. Everyone who attended Mass perceived it. I remember that once Father De Benedictus, who had gone to celebrate Mass, said to me, don't put perfume in the room, otherwise I will leave dizzy. I assured him that no one had put perfume on, but he did not believe me. Angels frequently appear in Louisa's writings with her in heaven, especially at the time of her spiritual marriage and betrothal, and on many other occasions, sometimes making specific references to her guardian angel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please remember, if you are not subscribed to 99 Catholics yet, click subscribe down below this video, because that helps to support us. And don't forget to give us a like if you enjoyed this video.